This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been a very long time, going on 3 years now, that China's borders, with very few exceptions, have been almost entirely closed. True enough, late last week, Beijing did relax some of its COVID restrictions for inbound travelers, most particularly shortening the required quarantine time. But still and all, getting into that country right now ain't no easy feat. And don't take my word for it. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has just run the re-entry gauntlet for the second time.
I'm at the Calgary airport.
Okay, thank you. Okay, take care.
Come back more often, my dad says, and I'd love to. Pre-boarding rules to China have simplified, slightly. No more blood tests to prove I've never contracted COVID, just 2 PCR tests.
Yeah, so I'm going to Toronto and Shanghai.
But on top of China's zero COVID rules, I've got visa issues. The airline staff points out my Chinese visa expires in 2 weeks.
Yes, there's a U.S.-China trade war, so we can only get 3-month visas for journalists.
Once again, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome aboard Air Canada. Special thank you to our airline.
And flights are limited and pricey, partly because most international flights don't fly directly into mainland China. They land in Seoul, South Korea, for a crew change in order to avoid China's quarantine procedures. What was supposed to be a 45-minute stop turned into a 7-hour layover. Plane issues. But it's once we land in Shanghai that the tough part begins, the PCR test. A woman in full hazmat suit puts a swab so far up my nose, I think it grazed my brain.
Okay, thank you.
She keeps it in for 10 seconds, rotates the swab, and leaves it in for another 10.
That is not pleasant.
And like the last time I traveled back to China, it still takes 4 hours to get on a shuttle bus. Once we arrive at our quarantine hotel, the driver cuts the engine, and we wait some more. No music to entertain us, just a seatbelt reminder on repeat. When we can get off the bus, it's like Groundhog Day. Get another PCR test, disinfect our luggage. We get inside the hotel room and we're not allowed to open the door unless we hear this announcement to grab our meals. Or unless we get PCR tests. And in between, they drench the hallways in disinfectant. Hotel quarantine is much shorter since the last time I did it, from 14 days to 7. Then last week, the authorities cut it down to 5, followed by 3 days of home isolation instead of 7. The announcement came in the middle of my quarantine.
Wei?
So I only get the call on day 7. New rules are in place. I can finish the rest of my quarantine, meaning one more day, at home. But on the shuttle bus, the driver says it's really up to our communist neighborhood committees to decide when we're free. At least I'm out of that hotel. There was a layer of hair on the carpet in my room, one passenger complained. Another woman says they treat us like we're the virus, like we're in prison.
Thank you.
It's my stop. I bid my fellow inmates farewell. For 6 nights of hotel quarantine plus meals, I paid $470. If all this sounds hard, it's meant to be. China's authorities have closed the borders, and they don't seem to really want people coming in. In Shanghai, where I'm finally out of quarantine, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.